So let's flick through some more virtual pages of the autobiography. This is 24 years at the tap end.
Now, I was thinking, if we were to do a special...
In what way?
Well, I was watching old box sets of Only Fools and Horses the other day, and they always go somewhere foreign for a special.
Oh, it's like sometimes when they do on EastEnders, they go out of the square, don't they?
Yeah.
And they go normally like Spain or somewhere.
I was hoping we could maybe do something like this. I was hoping you'd pay for it. That we go to Spain or something and...
What, to be featured in the book in future?
Just so you can call it 24 years at the tapas.
Yes.
OMG. You could see that. Was I the only one that could see that coming a mile off?
Actually, yes.
Oh, you've ruined it.
I think we're a little bit too early on to do a special. I'll let you know when the time's right.
I thought we'd go to my 15th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Ready. Ready. Don't do the ready if you're not ready.
No, I'm ready now.
Because we're now ready and you're not ready.
I am ready.
Well, you
ready?
You said you were ready before.
No, I'm ready now. I needed a moment to ready myself.
Okay.
Ready.
Ready, anyway.
Yeah, go on then.
It had been a bumpy ride, but it was finally the last day of my GCSE exams. Revision is a mother, mainly because of the sheer quantity of exams you have to take. For about a month, the exams had taken over, and it was almost a different subject every day. Revision had been tricky for me. I always found revision difficult, but got through it by listening to the radio and making different coloured revision cards. So what I do is, because there's loads of different subjects, you would do a different coloured card for each different subject. Because I struggled with having loads and loads of books, so I'd condense that book into one small card, which is quite a skill.
It's also an amazing time-wasting tactic. The amount of revision timetables you can do, cards you can do, rewriting, writing again,
just
more writing.
Putting it off.
Highlighting, yeah. That's also good.
And you get a lush trip to Stationers as well.
Yes!
Which is one of my favourite shops.
I'd love to do a trolley dash in a seat. A trolley dash is still on? You know, like when you win and then go round. I'm all about old competitions at the moment. I wanted to win my height in something the other day.
Really?
I said that I was going to get some stilts and wear really long trousers.
I always found it hard to motivate myself with revision and was the kind of person that would create to-do lists to make to-do lists. Webbo was aiming for the A stars and A's and had been completely off the radar for weeks, but I was round at Dougsie's a fair bit during the revision period. I spent a large amount of my GCSE revision time knocking down a small outhouse in Dougsie's garden and clearing the land to help build a conservatory. His family were grateful for my help, but wouldn't let Dougsie join in as they wanted him to concentrate on revision.
How can a mum do... I like the parents, so they were happy for you to fail all your exams, so they got a lush conservatory, but their son had to sit and revise.
Yeah, it was a really weird situation. He was in the window above, upstairs, watching me whilst he was revising, whilst I sort of did the manual labour in his garden.
Why didn't he just go round to your parents and build their extension?
I think it was because they were much more bothered about him getting good grades. Than
oh, yeah, but don't bother about you. They should be bothered about you as well, failing. I hope they feel bad if they're listening.
Generally, though, it had all gone all right. There had been stressful times, and in a really weird kind of way, it was quite sad knowing that this was going to be the end of school. We had all been told that there isn't much of a better feeling than walking out of the exam hall on the last day, and that is so true. Knowing you've got the whole summer ahead of you is the one. For us, the possibilities were endless. We had the whole summer to do anything we wanted. The summer was ours to take advantage of. And we did, in style. It was about midday on the day I finished my last exam, and I got the train home from Watford to Pinner. By lucky coincidence, Dougsie and Webbo also had their final exam that afternoon. So like I always did to celebrate exams, I walked into a cottage of chicken and waited for the lads. A couple of hours later, Dougsie and Webbo came and joined me, smiles on their faces. We'd waited for this day for a very long time.
Couple of hours?
Yeah.
In the cottage of chicken?
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
So this is an actual cottage made of chicken?
No, it's a normal chicken shop restaurant.
Right.
Can you call them chicken restaurants?
Yeah.
Not really restaurants,
are
they?
Like Dallas.
Yes, to Dallas.
What do you mean, like Dallas?
I like Dallas, isn't it? Like chicken shop.
It's just a shop where you buy chicken.
Yeah.
And cheaper than the normal one.
Or my favourite one near me, FKC.
Yes. Yeah,
yes. It was one of those. Yeah. It was a sunny day, and after some tasty chicken, we headed straight for the park. Although the possibilities were endless, the excitement had slightly worn off, and we were struggling to think of many things we couldn't do before. We kicked around a football for an hour or so and watched some of the girls passing by. There were a few in the park sunbathing, so we would kick the ball over towards them for a closer look.
There's nothing that quite says you're interested in the big smack in the face of the football, is there?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
What do you mean?
It's just annoying.
Well, no, because there's no other reason why you'd be talking to them unless, you know, your ball has gone over towards them.
Yeah, we're not hitting them in the head.
No, but you just sort of softly kick it towards them, make out you've misfired or something, and then you go collect your ball, say, good day.
Good day?
Well, lovely day, isn't it?
Yeah. Doff your hat and off you are.
Yeah, I would if I had one.
Have you ever been hit in the face by a football?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, smarts, doesn't it?
Are you saying that every time that happened, I should have looked around for the person with hearts coming out of their eyeballs? Like,
no, but
cartoons.
I wasn't kicking balls in girls' faces. I was just rolling the ball over near them to go say hello.
Like balls, like ball.
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah.
I thought that was what old people did. Are you saying that's a seduction technique of the 16s?
Well, it probably is if they're rolling it towards a woman on the other side, aren't they?
Is it more like bowling? We play?
And if you really like when you've got to have the sidebars down in order to guarantee you get a strike.
Strike!
It was difficult to kickstart some banter with the various different girls sunbathing. Most were reading books or listening to music. It did, however, give us a good excuse to get close. It came to my turn, and I went for a girl I could see in the distance. I kicked the ball hard.
Oh, God.
It was a beautiful shot, the ball losing speed so that it slowly bumped off the side of her outstretched leg. I had followed up this beautiful shot with a slow jog, but as I approached, I realised I had badly misjudged the situation. On the other side of her was a sleeping bloke, and he was quite hench. She tipped up her glasses and looked up at me. She was quite fit, but I was quick to back off.
Why did you back off?
Well, because the bloke was lying there, wasn't he?
Okay. But he was asleep.
He was, yeah, but I'm not that kind of bloke. I apologised, but wasn't keen to lift the ball from between her legs, and she wasn't being forthcoming in handing it back.
Awkward.
Perhaps she didn't realise. At this point, the sleeping giant awoke, removed his sunglasses and looked up at me. I couldn't believe it. My first thought was tragedy. It was none other than Lee Latchford Evans.
Off Steps?
Off Steps fame. What are the chances, eh? I stared at him for a minute, not knowing what to do or what to ask.
Is the ball still between her legs?
Yeah, sort of just... Yeah, sort of between her legs, but near the feet.
Sure.
I looked at him and asked if I could have my ball back.
Oh, God.
He asked where it was, and still in shock, I said, between your girlfriend's legs. With hindsight, I'm sure there are some lad points for that. But he just laughed, stood up, and bizarrely started doing a few kick-ups. The other lads came over, and he joined us for a bit of a kickabout. Top bloke.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And he wasn't bad about the whole balls in your girlfriend thing either. He was fine.
Yeah, sure. The what?
The ball being between the girlfriend's leg. He was a top bloke. I see him every now and then on the underground, but never have the courage to speak to him.
He's a personal trainer now.
He is, yeah.
And also, of course, part of the Steps reunion coming soon.
Why are you plugging that? Mm. You involved?
Am I? No.
It did sound like then you were getting some sort of free album or something.
Out now.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not involved in any way. I just know that they're doing a tour.
It had been an incredible afternoon and a brilliant start to a summer of fun. Potentially one of the best summers of my life. This summer would see me join a bowls club and later find out my GCSE results. But that was all to come. For now, I was just happy to live for the moment. We went back to the cottage of chicken and toasted the future.
For a second time that day?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just felt right.
So this momentous day was basically kicking a football around.
Yeah.
Eating chicken and meeting Lee Latchford Evans.
Yeah, well, I'd finished my GCSEs.
Oh, yeah, and that, yeah.
You know, it's a strong day in any young person's life.
Sure.
But made all the better for meeting Lee Latchford Evans.
The Latch.
Genuinely was him as well.
Seriously, Chris.
You don't need to do that for him.
It's not exactly... No, it really was George Clooney. We're talking about the Latch.
Still a legend.